The Blind Leading on RNIB Connect Radio. As part of RNIB Connect Radio's 20th anniversary, our presenters took part in various activities to help shatter misconceptions around sight loss and what blind and partially sighted people can do. From wrestling to singing to astronomy and beyond, blind professionals and sports people put our staff through their paces, highlighting that people should see the person, not the sight loss.
You join me here at the Chill Factory for my RNIB Connect Radio 20th anniversary Blind Leading the Blind lesson. And I've got a skiing lesson here, and I'm joined by Chris from Disability Snow Sport UK, and we also have visually impaired Paralympic skier and most decorated Winter Paralympian Menna Fitzpatrick MBE as well. So guys, what do I need to know to start off with? I'm togged up, I haven't quite got my skis on, so what do I need to know first?
Well, first things is we're going to be getting your skis on your feet, so if you wouldn't mind, hold on to the ski in front of you.
Okay, I've got a ski in front of me. Yep.
If you feel at the top, you can feel it curves up ever so slightly.
Yep.
That will be the front of the ski, so it can go over any little lumps and bumps you find in the snow. And right down at the floor, there is a flatter section, and again, that's the back. But just where your left hand is, you're resting your hand on what's called the binding.
Okay.
That's what holds your foot on the ski.
Okay.
And there's another piece a bit lower down, and that will be the back piece of the binding.
Yep.
And again, that hooks into your boot hooks into that to hold you on.
Amen.
So we're just going to lie the skis down flat on the floor.
Okay.
I'll do that for you. And we're going to attempt to place your foot in the ski.
And this is where the fun starts, because
okay.
I've got to balance myself.
Yeah. If you want to use Menna's hand for balance, and if you place this hand on my shoulder here,
okay, yep.
Good. And if you walk forwards just a couple of steps,
yep.
I will help guide your foot into it. So we need to get our toe in first. So that's it, you just go a little bit further forwards. Perfect. Now we're lined up in the middle, so just push down hard as you can on your heel. There you go, you hear that click?
Yeah, I heard the click.
That means your ski is on.
Oh my god. And I have longer feet.
Yes, your feet has grown from being, well, normal size to a giant flipper.
Okay, so same again on yours.
So exactly the same again on the other
foot.
So I've hand on my shoulder if you need to. So we'll get the toe, it's just a little bit to your left.
There you go. Toes, not quite. Hang on.
There we go, your toe is now in. Now push down hard as you can, push.
Hey,
good. All right.
Both skis are on.
Both skis are on.
Yes. So now you have two giant planks strapped to the bottom of your feet. So I'm just going to put my skis on quickly and join you like that. And yes, I think we should both do up the straps on our helmets.
Yep, just on.
So.
Safety first.
Yes. What we're going to do, if you'd like a bit of assistance for this, my hand is out on your left side, so you can use that for a bit of extra balance. We're just going to have a little shuffle round forwards.
Okay.
At the wrap, we're just going around the bottom of the slope right now, just getting used to have two giant planks strapped to your feet.
It's completely flat, no one pulls in the way.
Yeah. And if
and
there are,
slide around.
That's it.
Okay. Good Lord.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay, although my feet seem to be sliding away from me.
They are sliding a little bit. We should be on relatively flat ground right now,
okay.
But I think, unfortunately, we don't always get perfectly flat ground. All right, you're doing really quite nicely. I think we'll just go on.
So, Chris, you're from Disability Snow Sport UK. Could you tell me a little bit about the organisation and how you get visually impaired and disabled people into skiing?
So, the aim for Disability Snow Sport UK is to get as many people into snow sports as possible, just to make it as widely available for everyone and to try and make everyone as independent as they could possibly be whilst they're on the snow.
And I suppose, how do you sort of, when you're teaching somebody who's visually impaired, what sort of things do you put into practice to make that lesson accessible to somebody who's visually impaired?
So we'll usually go over what level of visual impairment everyone has. So for example, if somebody has peripheral vision, we'll always make sure to stand in those areas to make sure they can see us. And quite often, if you have a tiny bit of vision, so if you can see shapes, we'll ski in front of you in those areas so you can always try and follow us. Or if you have minimal vision or no vision, we will just try and constantly talk to you about what the terrain is like, what position your skis need to be in, and it's like, before we start moving, we'll give you certain positions and we usually number them. So depending on what kind of a turn we're going to be making, we'll give you a position like 1, 2, or 3 to kind of grade how tight the turn you should be aiming for.
What sort of responses do you get from visually impaired children? Because I know you teach visually impaired children here locally. What sort of feedback do you get from them after doing a lesson?
Oh, they usually love it. And I found with visually impaired people actually pick up snow sports very quickly, as slight stereotype, but they have better proprioception than your average adult.
And yourself personally, what do you get from teaching disabled and visually impaired people to ski? What sort of do you get out of it?
Oh, it's a fantastic feeling of being able to give someone the independence to do an activity where in certain scenarios they'll have been rejected or turned away because the sport can't accommodate them. Especially the smile on people's face when they get to the bottom of a run where they've absolutely loved it is just one of the best feelings ever.
Those people can either take up it as a leisure sport or, like Mena, go on and compete and represent Great Britain too.
Yes, and especially with adaptives, there's lots of different disciplines they can go into. So it really is. Snow sport is one of the most accessible sports on the planet.
And if listeners would like to find out about Disability Snow Sport UK, is the best way to go to the website?
Yes. So the website would be disabilitysnowsport.org.uk. And on the website, you can make any bookings that you'd like to do, you can make online, or if you'd like to find out a bit more about the organisation that's not on the website, you can either email at hello@disabilitysnowsport.org.uk or make a call at 01479 788 770 and the office will be able to help and guide you in any of your queries.
Now, I want you to try and walk sideways, so make sure you're doing one step at a time. So you're going to move your right
foot. Oh, go,
to move your right foot,
okay.
Going up the hill to your right.
Yeah.
Lots of little steps, that's it. Keep going sideways, that's perfect.
So we're now just heading up the beginner's slope at the Chill Factory on the rubber matting here to hopefully gain some confidence in how the skis move and that they are actually stable underneath your feet.
She doesn't feel too difficult, he says.
But if we go too far forwards, you might start sliding off before you're ready. Which would be great fun for us. Right. So, where you're stood right now, from this position, we are going to shuffle out forwards onto the snow in a moment. And then me and Mena will help you get in that correct skiing position on the snow. So, the correct skiing position, as a rough guide, you want to bend your ankles and knees so you can feel your shins resting on the front of your boots.
Yep.
With your skis pointing straight down the hill, so... Right now, you've got slight duck feet on them.
Yeah.
We don't want to do that because if you set off with duck feet on the way down, you're going to end up doing the splits.
Yeah, don't want to do that.
I've got to be honest, not the most fun thing to do on skis. And then for your upper body, a good rough guide is to touch your fingertips to your kneecaps.
Okay.
And with your arms straight, that gets your body in the rough skiing position.
Okay.
That's a good starting point.
So bend my legs a little bit.
Yes.
And then my hands on my knees.
Yes.
Okay.
And if we try and keep our head up as well.
Yes, sorry, I have a tendency to look down, even though I can't really see what I'm doing.
I think that's a common visually impaired trait.
Yes.
That's a common trait with skiing. Everyone looks down. So, when we shuffle out onto the slope, to stop you sliding down the hill, you're going to have to tilt your skis to dig them into the slope a little bit.
Yep.
So, if it's okay with you, I will position your foot in that kind of position to give you a rough idea of where to start. So, when you start to shuffle out, I'm just going to move your left leg.
Okay.
So it's just going to tilt ever so slightly.
Right.
Yes.
So there's a slight bend to it. Slight tilt. So
yes.
I'm more on the edge of the ski than up flat on the ski.
Precisely. Yes.
Yeah.
You're trying to dig those edges into the snow to stop you sliding down.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So Mena, would you like to join him on Yep. Right side. I will be on your left side.
Okay.
And try and keep your ski. So if you want to point your right ski to match your left right now, that's it. Perfect. Your skis are horizontal on the slope, because if they start to point up the hill, you'll start to slide backwards.
Don't want to do that.
Not yet. And if they start to point down the hill, you're going to set off down before you're ready.
Yeah.
So yeah, we want to keep the skis nice and horizontal until we're ready to set off. Okay. So would you like to do little shuffles forwards?
Yeah.
You have Mena on your right and me on your left if you would like any balancing assistance. So when you're turning round, you want to use your skis a little bit like hands on a clock.
Yeah.
So I want you, when you're turning, you want to try and keep the tips of the skis close together in the same position. And your skis are going to be like an inverted V.
Yep.
Yeah. And the backs are going to step round a bit like the hands on the clock whilst the tips stay close together like in the centre of the clock.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's going to help you turn around without sliding down the hill before you get in.
Okay.
But with this one, I am going to give you a bit more hands-on assistance for this, because I've never met anyone who can do this first try.
I haven't either.
So. Okay.
Pretty much everyone has a little slip on the first go, no matter. So, I'm knelt down in front of you, just off to the left-hand side.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to move your right ski into that triangular position that we were talking about. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
Okay. So I'm just moving the tip in. I'm going to peel out like that. How does that feel to you?
It feels a little bit weird, but it's okay.
So now you're actually digging in the other edge of your right ski. So it's going to be the edges on the inside of your foot. Does that make sense like that?
Yeah.
Okay. So from this position, do you think you can step your left foot in slightly towards your right? And now the same amount, you think you can step your right foot back out?
Out towards me, yeah, that's it.
And then left foot in a little bit, good. And then right foot out, left foot in, good. Right foot out. And keep repeating that until you feel yourself pointing down the hill. I am holding the tips of your skis to ensure we don't start racing away before we're ready.
Pointing down the hill now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Are you happy like that?
Yeah, I'm happy, yeah.
Okay. So, to start off with, let's get in that good skiing position that we went over. Yeah. So, can you feel your shins resting on the front of the boot?
Yes.
Now, I am just going to move your skis to point them in a straight line down the hill again. All right. Are you ready to have a slide?
Yeah, I'm ready to slide.
Okay. In front of us, we've just got a short slope onto that flat section that we were shuffling around at the bottom before.
Yeah.
So where we're set up right now, if you go in a straight line and don't change anything, you'll just come to a gradual natural stop without having to have any extra inputs.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
Okay. So we are going to start sliding.
Okay, yep.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey, off we go.
That's it. You got it. Keep sliding. That's all good. You got it. That's it. Try and stay in the middle. All right. Hey. Nice one, Toby. Hey, first run. How did that feel?
I felt really good, yeah.
Good.
I felt really smooth. I didn't feel as if I was... I know it's a you know, starter slope, but it didn't feel as if I was, you know, sort of going away with myself. I felt in control, I think.
That is a good thing.
So, Mena, could you just tell me how you first got into skiing?
Yeah, so my parents learnt to ski in university and absolutely loved it and wanted to get back into it after a few years. And they said, well, we may as well take the kids along and hopefully get them into it. And so we can go every year as a family. And so I went when I was just 5 years old, fearless as anything, and stuck right in behind my dad and absolutely fell in love with the sport. And we went every year as a family until I was about 13 and decided that I was a daredevil and wanted to get into racing. And it was actually here at the Chill Factor that Disability Snow Sports UK were running the team at the time and said, come along to a camp, and never looked back since.
And you've just come back from an alpine skiing camp, I think, in Italy. How did that go?
Yeah, that was really good, actually. It was a bit rainy, but that's part of working in the outdoors, I suppose. No, it was really good. Really good to get during the summer. We quite often go back to basics and then we rebuild on our technique and hopefully go further than we were last year. And that's how we build up our technique throughout the year.
And as a visually impaired person, I know myself as doing other sports, there's that sense of freedom and stuff. Is that what you get from skiing? Is that the sort of buzz that you get from skiing?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's the whole experience being in the mountains. You can feel the environment around you. You have a mixture of feelings. You've got the excitement, the relief that you get to the bottom of the slope or finish line. You've got the excitement, the wind through your hair, everything that goes with skiing. It's just an amazing, amazing experience. And I feel like it's even more amplified when you're visually impaired or blind, something that you don't often get from other sports.
And obviously we've got the Summer Paralympics next year in Paris in 2014, and I think the Winter Paralympics are 2 years later in 2026.
Yeah, 2026 is my next goal for Paralympics, but this season it's kind of a down season for us. We don't have any world championships or anything like that, so me and my guide are actually decided to challenge ourselves in a different way and are going to Everest Base Camp in November.
Oh, wow.
We're trekking up there, so that'll be fun.
Now we are going to try the snowplow shape.
Yeah.
You can actually set yourself up into the snowplow before you move anywhere if you would like.
Okay.
So let's step that right foot out a little bit more. A little bit more. Yeah. And then I'm just going to push. There we go. Are you comfy in this position?
Relatively, yeah.
Can we get your legs and body set up in that good skiing position?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, on the way down, gently turn your feet in and keep pushing your feet out to make sure the tips don't touch each other.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to start sliding in 3, 2, 1. Alright, well held there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I still turn. I think it's...
It was quite a nice left-hand turn though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Although not intentional.
Not yet.
For my sort of first proper lesson, how do you think I've done?
Pretty good. You haven't fallen, so that's a win.
So we're going to sort that before you go inside. Right, who's pushing him over? Okay. really nicely done. Yeah. You've properly thrown yourself into it, and yeah, like Mena said, no falls.
And if I felt like I wanted to do a bit more skiing, should I sort of do more practicing?
If you wanted to continue skiing, I'd recommend get a few more lessons.
Yeah, I think definitely a few more lessons, yes. So see sliding around.
Yeah.
Well, that's brilliant. Thank you both. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Hope you had fun.
Yeah, I have had fun. It's been really good fun.
The Blind Leading on RNIB Connect Radio.